Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. I have been in Germany for almost 2 months now, and I have been able to see firsthand what is going on in Europe. And we have told you, our viewers, for many, many months and years that the Eurozone will continue, that the Euro will not fail, that the European Union will become the most powerful bloc in the world. And as I was over there and I heard a lot about crises and problems, you might think, oh, well, that is not really realistic to believe that. But the Bible tells us very clearly that that is what's going to happen. Now, the British Sunday Times wrote an interesting article on May 20, 2012. And I'd like to read to you some excerpts from this article, because this article points out quite succinctly and correctly what is going on and what we can expect to happen. It says, where does it all end? What will be the outcome of the financial storm battering Europe and the single currency? Can the euro be saved? And if so, what will be the long-term consequences? The financial historian Neil Ferguson, visiting London from his self-imposed exile in America, isn't dancing, because he predicts only one way out of the present crisis: for the euro countries to go the full federalistic hawk and adopt a single fiscal system. This is not the outcome he would have chosen. I am not a federalist, he says, but the costs of the single currency disintegrating are really so high and would impact so many people that the only responsible thing for me to do is to argue urgently for the next step to a federal Europe. I see no alternative at the moment that isn't a great deal worse. It's too late to unravel the single currency, he says. People talk about that as if that option existed, but it simply doesn't. And to interject, he's absolutely correct. That option doesn't exist. And those who say it does don't understand reality. The article goes on to say, the Germans have the biggest interests in preserving the euro. It has been highly advantageous to German business not to have a super strong Deutschmark. Anything that threatens monetary union is pretty threatening to German business. Absolutely correct. He goes on to say, of course, Frau Merkel, as she discovered in last weekend's regional elections, isn't far popular at the moment. I mean, because they lost heavily in North Rhine-Westphalia, for example. But, insists Ferguson, that scarcely matters. And he is correct on that point as well. And even the German press admits that. He says the CDU, that is Merkel's party, the Social Democrats, the Greens, they're all essentially pro-European. When the question is put, Europe, ja oder nein, they won't vote against Europe. Europe has been their alibi, their way to redemption since the war. He goes on to say, corporate Germany is rich and powerful and benefits massively from Europe. There isn't a major corporation, from Deutsche Bank to Siemens, that will do anything but support the Ja, Yes campaign. So according to his thesis, the article goes on to say, a breakup of the Eurozone is possible but unlikely. I would say it's impossible. It is not going to happen. It goes on, although the German political elite appears slow-moving and plodding, it wasn't slow-moving and plodding in 1989-1990, when the opportunity presented itself to reunite Germany. Monetary union with East Germany was a product of political thinking. Absolutely correct. In order to unify Germany, they had to agree to the euro as part of a European unity. It goes on to say, it wasn't economic logic. But the point is, I think you might be surprised by how quickly they move when the chips are down. And the Bible tells us that the united Europe in its final configuration will appear suddenly, quickly, so quickly that people will be surprised. Going back to the article, it goes on to say, I think it's worth considering that the architects of the monetary union knew all along that it would lead to a crisis, and the crisis would lead to a federal solution. I am not quite sure how far that fact was articulated, but I think it was implicit. In fact, you could say it was actually designed to create a crisis, he says. In the late 1990s, an internal paper circulated in the Bank of England about a hypothetical breakup of the single currency. It floated the idea that country I, and the supposed identity of country I could be speculated, but was never made explicit, would run an unsustainable deficit. Because there was no legal exit from the single currency, the cost of any exit would be sky high. And, Ferguson says, it was designedly so. That point was held good. They, the euro enthusiastics, have achieved what they wanted in that the level of financial integration has gone so far, it's almost impossible to undo. And it was always meant to be undoable, which is why there never was an exit clause. You were never going to get federalism by any other means. The article in the Sunday Times goes on to ask, if the current crisis does indeed see the creation of a federal state of Europe, where does that leave Britain? Now remember, my friends, we have also told you it's highly likely, very, very likely, that Great Britain will not be part of the Eurozone. Of course, they are not at this point, and it doesn't appear like they will ever be. This article says, would it want to be part of that new super state? The answer is clearly no, Ferguson says. Here are the historian's headlines. The euro will survive, the European Union will become a federal state, and Britain could end up outside it. At the same time, an article was published by the EU Observer, dated May 22, 2012, having this to say, the European Commission has said it will soon bring forward plans for an economic and political union. Last week, German Finance Minister Wolfgang Schäuble said the European Commission should be the government of Europe and its president should be directly elected. Britain, outside the euro and one of its more skeptical members, has also started making public statements about the need for fiscal and political union. The problem is they won't be part of it, though. And so here we have it. The Bible is telling us that in these end times, suddenly, a unified power of 10 European nations or groups of nations will arise. And they then will give their power and their authority, probably in times of crises, to a very charismatic political leader who is called the Beast in the Bible. And he will only rule for a very short time. And this will be the sign, one of the signs, for Jesus Christ's soon coming return. So when we see all these things happening, my friends, we should really expect great things to develop soon. And as we have heard today, they are already developing in front of our very eyes. So we will keep you informed about what is happening, what is going to happen in the near future, because you need to know. It will affect your life. It will affect the lives of your loved ones. You can't afford being without that vital information. Until next time, this is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.